This is KTO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and we're right about at the bottom of the hour. Our next guests are from the Juno Artists Gallery. Welcome, Jane Andreen and Lori Craig. Nice to have you both here.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you.
All right. Juno Artists Gallery. Lori, how long have you been a member?
Oh, I started in 1988. And then went away for a while, and the last stint has been about 14 years. I started again, I think, 2003 or 4.
And you do etchings, is that right?
I do etchings, right.
Of landscapes?
Well, my most recent one is of a little bear that I'm very fond of, but feathers. I love feathers. I can't get the whole bird sometimes, but I can get that feather and that feeling. Etching allows so much delicate line work and in multiples. So it's an ancient form of art, and I print it all at home in my studio.
Okay. About how many of you are there, part of the gallery?
Our number varies between 20 and 25. It's always flexible. Now, you're never going to see a blank space because we always fill it in to make it look good. But we are constantly looking for new members because people are coming and going. And some of the new members that we've had, like Jane, bring such a different way of looking at the world and so much vitality to the space. And so we're always thrilled to have more artists. And as you know from doing Juno Afternoon, there are so many artists.
Absolutely.
Of so many different media in Juno.
So Jane Andreen, jewelry artist, a new member of the Juno Artists Gallery. You're the featured artist, right? So you will be part of the opening this Friday.
That's right. That's right.
4:30 at the Juno Artists Gallery. Tell us about your art.
Well, I have been making jewelry. I just was thinking about this. I think I started in about 2004 as a hobby. I've been a crafter forever. And I made a necklace and a pair of earrings for a local group for a fundraiser. It was a silent auction. This was in, I think, about 2006. And I set a price of $125 on it. I had taken it up to Anchorage to one of the beading shops. They helped me price it out. And it got into a bidding war and ended up selling for $260. And I was so excited. I ran home, woke my husband up. I said, "It's all for $260." And he jumped out of bed. He said, "You're going to get a business license. You're going to make a lot of money and we're going to be rich." Well, we haven't made that yet. And I don't know that we will. But it's been really fun to kind of take it to the next level now being with the Artist Gallery.
Got it. Can you describe a piece that we might be able to see on Friday?
Oh, I can describe actually several pieces. And my work has really evolved over the years. I'm doing a lot more these days with gemstones. And because it is February, I'm highlighting a lot of amethyst jewelry. And because it's also Valentine's Day month, I'm focusing a lot on reds and pinks. So I do a combination. I like to do kind of bigger, chunkier, kind of bold pieces, but I also am really drawn to the really fine, delicate. So people will see some amethyst pieces that have some really big, kind of rough cut stones combined with silver and vermeil or gold fill beads. But then I also have some very delicate rubies and garnets pieces for people to take a look at.
What do you like about her work, Lori?
Well, she's got a beautiful display at the gallery, and she's just brought so much sparkle and verve, a whole new way of looking at things. And it's amazing how so many of us can take some very similar types of things and make them look completely different. We've got a very nice display set up of Jane's work when you first come in. So as the featured artist this month in February, her work is right inside the door, and then her space is a little farther back. So everybody can come in and take a look in a couple of different places and then stop by the little food and goodies. I dropped off my lemon pound cake this afternoon, so it'll be ready for tomorrow. And it's a moment to be full of community, both within the gallery. We all appreciate that. And then, of course, to outreach farther into the Juno people that we see so much. And it's just great.
Jane, what inspired you to join the Juno Artists Co-op?
I had reached the point.
Artist Gallery, excuse me.
The Artist Gallery. And it is a co-op. That's a really good way to describe it. I've been doing the public market for many years. I've sold in different shops on consignment, but I've been really looking this last year for a way to broaden the market and my ability to get my pieces out there. I popped into the Artist Gallery, and one of the jewelers, was working, and we started talking. I said, I'm just interested. We started talking. I couldn't leave. We were so excited. She started showing me some of her pieces. I talked about my work. It was just like, oh, this is so exciting. I went home. I filled out the application, got all my materials together, took it back in, and I told my husband, I'm just going to drop this off. I'll be back in about 15 minutes because we were leaving the next day. 45 minutes later, he said, where are you? And I'm still talking to the same jeweler, just going, oh, my gosh, and look at this picture, and I did this, and she did that, and whoa, 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 whoa. The energy and the enthusiasm and the support, we were just talking about that, is so exciting. That is just as valuable to me, being a part of this community, as it is being able to get my stuff out there.
All right, so jewelry artist, etchings. What other kind of art do you have in the gallery?
We have there's some wonderful paintings that they capture those little essence moments of Juno. We have some wonderful photography, just all those things that remind us that we live in paradise, mm-hmm. and get a chance to share that with each other. We're so motivated by what we see, and you can take home something. I often think when we have people who come in and they've got a little envelope full of money and they have to buy the retirement gift for someone, and they find so many things that are wonderful mementos of someone's time here in Juneau.
Jane, may I ask, years ago you were selling jewelry for around $100, or you were hoping for that. What's your price range now?
My price range, actually, earrings start at about $32 and then go on up from there. Depending on the stones, the quality of the stones that are in it, they can go upwards to like about $90. Necklaces can start about in the $50 to $60 range and then go up to about $160, $170.
All right. Lori, can you give us the details again on Friday?
Sure. We are having First Friday with Jane as our featured artist. We'll be all set up. Now, we are open throughout the year. Our hours change. At this time of year in the winter, we're open from 10 till 6, Tuesday through Saturday. And tomorrow night we'll be having the goodies out at 4:30 to 7. And if people are still there, we stay a little bit longer.
And will you describe how to get there?
We're at 175 South Franklin Street in the Senate Building, which our other neighbors are also part of this festive evening. And there's so many things around town that do the same thing. So we welcome everyone to come down and see us at the gallery.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Jane Andreen and Lori Craig have been in the studio today talking about the Juno Artists Gallery and Jane's opening tomorrow, 4:30 at the Juno Artists Gallery. I found you pretty easily on Facebook. Is that the best place to find
That's
stuff?
That's a really great way to find us. But we're also in such a cool location in the Senate Building. We've got Grumpy's. We've got the Harbor Tea and Spice. We've got all kinds of activity. And the Bears there, they're all right there. So it's a very lively spot. Come on down.
All right. Are we missing anything? Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm looking forward to seeing Juno White's downtown out and about tomorrow night.
Great. Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
And my children before me, and we are born and born again, like the waves of the sea, and that's the way it's always been, and that's how I want it to. That's the way it's always been, and that's how I want it to be. Nothing but good news. There is a frog in South America.